as the government faces the situation, I think what we're saying to them is we need to rethink what we want Ireland to be. And we need to be clear about where Ireland we want Ireland to be in 5 or 7 years' time. And we would be saying, therefore, that if you did that clearly, one of the things you'd see is that Irish people, for the most part, don't want to see their services shredded, or they would be much happier to see over a 5 or 7 year period that there would be improvements in services and there would be improvements in the infrastructure in things like public transport, social housing, broadband, things that are of concern to people, that these would be improved as well. Not immediately, but over a 5 to 7 year period. But it's important to think in a 5 to 7 year period.
I suppose the government will say, though, that, I mean, they don't have the money for this now.
That's correct. They're absolutely right. But the decisions they make should be guided by some vision of where they want to go. For example, there's no point in firing teachers or firing nurses this year that you're going to have to re-employ in 2 years' time because you want to improve your health system or your school system.
Do you think the government lack vision in general, or that their vision is not necessarily for an inclusive community?
I think part of the problem, in fairness, I think that the government would be in favour of an inclusive community, and that I'm just being fair to them. But I think this particular tsunami or series of tsunamis that has been hitting the world generally, and it's not confined to Ireland at all, but I think it has created a situation that people are reacting rather than thinking through where they want to go. And, you know, when the banks are almost collapsing, or you're in trouble trying to borrow money in the international markets or whatever, these are kinds of things that are hugely significant. They come down the tracks at a very fast rate without being no advance notice that they're coming. This is what's been happening. I think the government has sort of dealt with the crises one by one. And I think what is required now, recognizing that we're in a new situation, recognizing that the system we've been working with for the last 20 plus years, 30 years, is broken and it isn't going to be fixed. It isn't just a situation of let's fix the banks, go back to where we were and we'll all away again. It's not going to be like that. So I think given that situation, I think it's important for government to develop an integrated, coherent, credible plan to address the five crises, the banking, the budget, the competitiveness, the social crisis, the social services, and the reputational crisis. And I think they're very integrated. They're mixed in with each other. They're all sort of impacting on each other. And we need a clear, coherent, and credible pathway over the next 5 to 7 years. That needs to be spelt out, and I think government should do that in the forthcoming budget.
You say in your document that we need to move from a world that is built on individualism, anxiety and greed, to a world that is built on the reality of abundance, the need for generosity, the dignity of the person, and the centrality of the human good.
I think that's critically important. I suppose we produce these policy documents from a Catholic social thought perspective. We reflect on our reality from that perspective. We do a good social analysis. We look at possible policy options and so on. But the actual perspective we bring to it is one that comes from a Catholic social thought perspective. And I think when we're looking at what's at the moment in that context, what we see is that over the past 30 years, the world has become dominated by neoliberalism, basically a philosophy that sees good only in the individual and doesn't see society as having any role or even existence for some people. And the result of that is that people see themselves as being very important, but they lose the sense of community, the sense of support that is critical, the sense of connectedness to other people. And the way that people can measure themselves and how they're doing in that particular view of the world is in the market. What is a person worth? What can they earn? How much wealth do they have? And if you want to sort of be seen in that particular world as being an achiever or whatever, what you need is more money and more wealth and so on, so more resources. But I think what's happened in that context is people, as we have bought that kind of philosophy across much of the world, the result is that people have become more concerned about the future. They don't know whether they're very concerned, first of all, about getting money for themselves and increasing their income. And then they're very concerned about securing that income for the future. So they want more and more. So greed takes over. They get anxious. There's great anxiety. And then there's a lot of greed takes over. Now, what we're saying basically is, look, that world built on individualism and anxiety and greed needs to be removed. We should not be working from that type of world. That's where we've been for the last 30 years, and that's at the core of the problem we're facing. And in its place, I think we need to see the world as a world that has an abundance. Like there's a recent book on Catholic social thought that has been published called Rediscovering Abundance, and it points out that there's huge resources in the world. It's just the distribution of those resources is problematic. So there is a reality of abundance that should be recognized. And there should also, the world should also be built on a recognition of the need for generosity, and the dignity of the human person should be at the center of that worldview, and so should the centrality of the common good. No person is an island, John Donne said a long time ago. And I think we need to recognize that everybody needs other people, that we're all connected to each other, that community is critically important, that solidarity is important, and therefore that we need to move to a vision of the world that is built on the reality of abundance, the need for generosity, the dignity of the person, and the centrality of the common good.